For me and for my Rebbeim and my Rebbeim's Rebbeim. Why? Gimel Shvat is a very famous day in the YU world. That's the night that Rav Soloveitchik used to give his Yahrzeit Shiurim. Right? Gimel Shvat is the Yahrzeit of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, Rav Soloveitchik's father. So that was the night that thousands of people gathered every year to hear 5 hours of the Shiur, 2+ hours Halacha, 2+ hours Agada. We're not going to have a 5-hour Shiur tonight. But it was, again, I would never had this close. When I came to MTA, the Rebbe was already ill, so I never heard a Shiur from him. It was about two, three years after he stopped giving Shiur. But, you know, all of my Rebbeim are Talmidim of his, obviously. And, you know, the influence and a lot of the Yahrzeit Shiurim that a lot of the Torah that you've heard from Rav Soloveitchik came from a lot of those Yahrzeit Shiurim. So it's a special night to give Torah. We're not going to quote any Soloveitchiks tonight, but in terms of just the idea of Gimel Shvat, is something very special. But we're going to talk about Shvat. Every month has its own unique avoda, and some of them are more obvious than others. The avoda of Elul, we kind of like understand what that's about. The avoda of Av, you know, we kind of understand what that's about. The avoda of Nisan, maybe. And the avoda of Shvat is a little tricky. Like Tu B'Shvat, okay, so we all, you know, like go plant some trees, right? So what exactly is my kids have a tiyul to go, you know, every year. It's report cards are Tu B'Shvat. Yeah, so what exactly is the message for us? So it starts with the first mission, Rosh Hashanah, and we'll have to try to figure out exactly what the message of that is for us. The mission of Rosh Hashanah tells us that, as we know, there's a machlokas. It's a machlokas tanoim. When is the Rosh Hashanah for trees? And we're not going to get into the details now of what does that mean with Arla, with the years, Rosh Hashanah, right, with the first day of Tishrei, right, there's a question in Halakha exactly how what we call Rosh Hashanah works with Tu B'Shvat, but that's not our issue now. We're just going to focus on what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah quotes a Machlokes, source number one, Bechad B'Shvat, Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan. The first day of Shvat is the Rosh Hashanah for trees, Kid Divrei Beis Shammai, Ubeis Hillel Omrim B'Chamisha Asar Bo. And Beis Hillel says, the 15th, what we call two, Tesvav Bishvat. So first of all, what's the basis for this machlokas? And even before we see what the basis for the machlokas is, there's an unusual letter, I will say. Yeah. What letter, yeah? Kid, what's the kid? What's the kid Divrei Beis Shammai? Well, you never have that. You have a machlokas and you say Divrei Beis Shammai. Right, what's the kid, as if Beis Shammai says something out there, and this is following his shita, that Kedivrei Beis Shammai. What is it we supposed to, how are we supposed to understand that letter of Kedivrei Beis Shammai? Good, question one. Question two, so what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas here between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Beis Shammai again says the first day of Shvat, Beis Hillel says the 15th. So the Gemara later on, Adaf Yudalid, Gemara later on explains what the shita of Beis Shammai is. Be'echa b'shvat Rosh Hashanah li'ilan, my time, Amar Balazza, Amar Boshia, Hoel v'yatsu rov gishmei shana. Because in a regular year, I mean, this year it has not rained, most of the country is now adding the tefillah for the rain, but in general, Shvat is supposed to be post most of the rains, since most of the rain has already happened. And therefore what? By the first day of Shvat. Says Rashi there, Rosh Hashanah Yudalit, Hol v'yatzer rov gishmei shana, Shekfar avar rov yemos ha-gashamim, Shuzman revia. That's when most of the rain has happened already. Ve'ala hasraf bi'ilanos. And the sap, sraf is sap, S-A-P, the liquid, the sap has gone up into the trees, v'nimtu peiros choten me'ata. Now the trees are ready to have their fruit blossom. That's what Beis Shammai says, right? Most of the rain has happened by Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Again, theoretically, we daven that it happens very quickly and have more rain. But most of the rain has happened. The sap is in the trees and the fruit are ready to blossom. And that's why that's Rosh Hashanah for the trees. What about Beis Hillel? Gemara is silent. The Gemara does not explain Beis Hillel, only Beis Shammai. As if Beis Hillel is the Pasha one. Often when the Gemara does this, the Gemara usually goes back, and what about Beis Hillel? Here the Gemara doesn't say a word. So what's the message of Beis Hillel? And what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas? So what's the Kiv? What's the Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? What's the Avodah of the month? We look outside, we see blossoms. It's kind of like good feeling to think of spring. It brings smiles to people's faces, right? We think, different connections in our mind to spring. Get it, but it really depends on the calendar. Next year is a Shana Mubaris, so it's going to be Shvat's going to be earlier, right? But what is it about Shvat? Does the nature have any reflection in the spiritual realm? And often we believe in that, right? Does the natural realities have any connection to the spiritualities? And one final question, is there any connection between Shvat and the Parshios that we generally read during Shvat? Right, these stories of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Makos, Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? The next three are the trilogy, right? Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, and Ma'amar Sinai, the next three Parshios. But is there a connection between the Avodah of the month and the Parshios? So again, to review, number one, what's the Kiddush of Beis Shammai? Number two, what's the Machlokas about Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? What's the Avodah of the month? Is there anything about the physical realities that we see outside that could help us? And is there any connection between Shvat and the Parshios that we are reading? So here we go. We're going to have three Machlokos between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel from three different areas in Halacha. And Rav Zevin, who was one of the most creative thinkers of our time, is going to put them all together. I'm going to say it's Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel l'shitasam. And after we see four, maybe every time, maybe after tonight's discussion, every time we see a machloka Beis Shammai Beis Hillel and Shas, we're going to try to figure out exactly whether it fits in. You know, and sometimes we have that. Rav Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda have l'shitasos. Rav Shimon always looks at the pnimiyas. Rabbi Yehuda looks at the physical. There are l'shitasos. You know, in the Sefer Chakiros, you know that black Sefer Chakiros. Yesodos v'Chakiros. So in the first, there were two editions. There's the first edition, and the second edition. So in the second edition, it has a mafteach in the back of Shas. So it goes through Shas, and every time you have Chakir, they're released to a daf in Shas. But in the first one, so I had to buy the second one because even though it was the same exact thing, but I wanted to have that's in the second one. So you need that too. But in the first one, in the back, it has l'shitasos of like 20 different. Where Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Nechemiah and Tanoim and Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. It's fascinating. Going through many. Rav Papa and Rav Zvid and all different. But we're going to talk about Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Here we go. So we'll start off with, and we'll get back to the Tu B'Shvat, Aleph B'Shvat, Machlokas. So one of the more well-known Machlokos is Shabbos Chaf Aleph, source number 4, Mitzvos Ner Chanukah. Mitzvos Ner Chanukah, Ner Ishu Beiso. Right, mitzvah ner chanukah is one candle. Va'mahadrin ner l'kol echad ve'echad. Those who are mahadir and glorify the mitzvahs, one per family member. Va'mahadrin and amahadrin, the highest level, which is fascinating. The Shulchan Aruch only quotes the highest level. Right, one would think the Shulchan Aruch would quote the ikar mitzvah and then the different levels. Shulchan Aruch, as if it's a davar pashut that a Jew has to do the mahadrin min amahadrin. Shulchan Aruch says the third level. What is the third level? You add or subtract every night. Beis Shammai Omrim, Yom Rishon Mavlik Shmoda, Mikan Ve'elach Ochas V'Holech. Beis Shammai says, 8 to 1. The first night, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And Beis Hillel says, Yom Rishon Mavlik Alchas, Mikan Ve'elach Mosav V'Holech. 1 to 8. And what are the Svaras? So usually we focus on the second opinion in the Svaras, because those seem more exciting. Right? Beis Hillel says, Malin Bakodesh Ve'en Moridin, you go up, 1 to 8. And Beis Shammai says, Keneged Pari Achag. The cows of Sukkot go down one. But there seems to be an important message there, which we're not going to talk about. But though that's substantive. Malan Bakodesh Pari Achag. But what's the first opinion? The first opinion. Yomim HaNechnasim and Yomim HaYotzim. Beis Shammai says, you know why you light 8? Because you have 8 days left to Chanukah. And then 7 days left to Chanukah. And 6 days left to Chanukah. And Beis Hillel says, you go by no. How many days have passed already? The first night of Chanukah, the second night of Chanukah. Wonderful! Great, 1 to 8, 8 to 1. But that just begs the question. Why does Beis Shammai go by how many days are left? And Beis Hillel go by how many days are still in front of you? Right, let's talk about that sheet. Again, that one is usually skipped upon because the second one has all the pirushim given to it. But why would Beis Shammai focus on how many days that are left? How many days are left at Beis Hillel, how many days have passed? One machlokas. Two, another machlokas Maybe it seems very, very technical and minutiae, but we're going to see it all fits together. Eighth parak of Brachas has many machlokos between Bishamai and Bishilla having to do with Su'uda. One of them is the nusach of Havdalah. The nusach of the bracha we say on fire on Motzi Shabbos. So, Bishamai Omrim, Shebara Ma'or Ha'ish. Right? Hashem created the or of fire. And Bishilla Omrim, Bore Ma'ore Ha'ish. Hashem created the lights of fire. Bara Ma'or and Bore Ma'ore. So it sounds like there are two differences. Right? Like the Bishamai is past tense, Shebara, and Bishilla is Bore, present. And also Bishamai talks about Ma'or, which is one light, and Ma'ore, which are lights. Right? So what's the issue? So the Gemara goes through what is the machlokes and what is it referring to? So Rav Yosef, the maskan of the Gemara in Nun Beis, Elam Rav Yosef, Bibaro Bari Kolem Alopligi to Bar Mashra. Everybody agrees the Bara and Bari. It's all talking about the past. It's all Bara. Okay. Ki pligi bima'or u bima'ore. The machlokes is about light or lights. What's the appropriate bracha? Ma'or ha'esh, ma'ore. Beishamai savri chada nahori ika benora. Beishamai says there's one light in the fire. One light. Ubeisela savri tuva nahori ika benora. No, there's a lot, many lights in the fire. There's yellow, there's blue, there's orange, all these different colors. You look at the fire. So Beisela says ba'ori ma'ore. Ask the Gra. I was just listening in the car on the way here. I was listening to a shiur about the Gra. The Gra knew Chumash when he was 3. And he knew of Tanakh when he was 5. Right? It's like unfathomable. And there's testimonies from his kids and from his Talmidim. So the Gra is beyond comprehension.
When did he have kids?
When
did he have kids if they knew that?
No, but this was a Masorah in the family. You're right. He didn't have the kids then. But you know, this was the Masorah in the family. I'd say I think 7 children. But anyway, so the Gra says in his commentary on Brachas in the Shnos Eliyahu, what's the machlokas here? What is this machlokas in Metzias? Like Beis Shammai's fire only had one light? Like fire has many different colors in it. So what's Beis Shammai talking about? Right, Ma'or. It's Ma'or. Bishol's right. So what does that mean? So says the Gra in the Shnos Eliyahu, source number 7. Vizesh Amru. And again, almost everything that we have from the Gra from the Talmidim. The Gra didn't write anything in his lifetime. Vizesh Amru ki pligi b'ma'oru ma'ore. Dahainu b'shamay b'shol pligi im mevarchin al ma'or echad. Dahainu al yisod ha'ish o al ma'ore ha'ish shalanu sheish beharbe gvanim. When fire was created, there was one light. And as fire developed, it became many lights. Bishamai says, you're talking about Borei creation, so you go by Ma'or, the one light that it had when it was created. Bishilo says, no, Borei Ma'ori, talk about present. Talk about the fire that we see. Bishamai savri chadanurika benura pirish to be a soda eshu gavan echad val karchach tzarech lomer bara ma'or. Should be a soda eshu shayach lashen avar shekfar bara. Ubeisilo savri, no, jana mabarachim nami al shalanu, the fire that we have, shana motzim tamid, parbi kvanami eshu, there are many different colors. Okay. Why would Bishamai go by the first moment of creation, a fire, when there was one light, and Bishilo go by the light that we see? Again, on the surface, this has nothing to do with Neiros Chanukah, except that they're both fire. And it has nothing to do with Tu B'Shvat. But so far, we have 3. Let's keep going to a total other area of Halacha in the Masechet Uksin. Uksin has the distinction of being the last Masechet in Shas. No Gemara on it, not even Yerushalmi. But Masechet Uksin. Says the Mishnah in Uksin. What's Uksin about? Tumah V'Tahara. Right, it was an ukis. So we know the word ukis from sukkis, right? Because on an esrog, there's the pitum on top and the ukis on the bottom. But an ukis is the attachment. It means attachments. It's the attachment where the fruit connects to the tree. So if I touch that, is that called a yad? Is that called a handle of the fruit? Is that tummy with the fruit? If it comes off? Okay. So the Mishnah Uksin talks about fish. When is a fish mekabel tuma? Meaning, what is a fish mitame you? A live animal does not transmit tumah. Only a dead animal transmits tumah. Right? Only four things. Only four things could become tame. What four things could become tame? Ochlin, mashkim, adam, v'kelim. Only four things could become tame. But transmit tuma, a dead carcass could transmit tuma. A shrutzim could transmit tuma. Other things that can transmit tuma. People could transmit tuma and could become tame. When is a fish been makabel tuma? So when it's dead. When is it dead? Beishame omri misha yatsudu, when it is trapped. When it's trapped. Ubeisilo omrim misha yamusu. Only when it dies. Beishame says misha yatsudu chashuvim kemesim. When it's trapped, it's already dead. It's trapped. It's going to die. It's going to die. So it's ready. It's ready in the world of tuma. But Beisilo says only when they actually die. What exactly is going on here? So Rav Zevin writes, I don't think I gave you the piece in Rav Zevin. Did I give you a piece? No, I didn't give it to you. I'm going to say it outside. If you want to look, it's in La'or HaHalacha. Every sefer of Rav Zevin is very creative and fascinating. La'or HaHalacha. Rav Zevin says, Bishamai is a man of potential. Bishamai always looks at the potential of an item. And the potential already has significance itself, even before it comes to fruition. In every one of these cases, Beishamai looks at the potential. Let's start with Chanukah. Right, Chanukah, Beishamai says the first night you light, eight! There are 8 days coming up in Chanukah. There are 8 potential days coming up. And then there's 7, and then there's 6, and there's 5. It's about the potential that's left. A fish, you trapped it, it's going to die. Its destiny is to die. It has lost its life potential. That's a caught fish. The original fire in history has the potential for all future fires ever. And that's what we focus on, the or, the ma'or ha'esh, the original fire we focus on. Because Beishamai is all about potential. I'll give you another one. Look in 11. Truma has to be taken off, you know, if you want to take truma for olives, you have to take it on olives, and apples for apples, if according to the Rambam and Daraisa, the Shredam and the Rabbanan. But you can't take olives for grapes. You have to get truma from the item itself. Could you give olives for oil and oil for olives? Is that like good enough? Or is that called different? Beishamai. Tarmin zesim ala shemen v'alanavim ala yayin kedivir beishamai. There's that ki again. Right? You could do olives for oil for grapes for wine. Why? Because olives are oil, because the potential of olives is about the oil. So it's the same min. So you can be Torah min me'echad al hasheni. Kedivrei Beishamai. What's the Kedivrei Beishamai? It's also there in idios. Like Beishamai always holds in general. The lishitaso of Beishamai. That's the kiss sometimes. And Beisilo says he can't in all these machlokos. Why? Because Beisilo always looks at what actually the fulfillment of the potential. Right, Chanukah, what's today? You light one candle, because today's one. I don't care what tomorrow is. Okay, that's potential, but you have to look at actuality. What was already brought to fruition? That's Beis Hillel's focus. Is the fish dead, or is the fish not? I don't care what's going to be in the future. The fish, you look at it right now. Ma'orei ha'esh. The fires that are in front of you. Not just the potential that was at the beginning. Borei ma'orei ha'esh. Because that's Beis Hillel. And Beis Hillel says, you can't be Torah. Olives are olives and oil is oil. Olive is potential for oil, but it's not oil. Make a different bracha on olives and oil. Because it's all different. Beis Hillel always looks at the potential. And Beis Shammai looks at the... No, I'm sorry. Beishamai looks at the potential. Beis Hillel always looks at the actuality, what actually occurred. One more. Though about 6 altogether, and then we'll get back to Shvat. Baba Kamo, we're in Ezekiel this year in Yeshiva. So Baba Kama, Machlokes Beishama and Beis Hillel about source number 10. Go back to number 10. Shinui Konen. If I steal something and I change it, is that Konen? So we pass on like Beis Hillel, Shinui Konen. What in the world does this have to do with us? Right? And Beis Shammai says, Shinui Bimkomo Omedes. No, Shinui doesn't change it. If I steal wood and I make it into a chair, if I saw it, right? If you changed it, doesn't matter. Shinui is not Kone, according to Beis Shammai. Only Beis Hillel holds Shinui Kone. Right, it's a general machlokas. Right, if somebody pays a harlot in wheat, then she makes it into flour. Right, could that be used as a carbon? It's called Esnan Zona. So Shinui Kone, Beis Shammai says, no, you can't. Shinui become Omid. You don't see a difference. And Beis Hillel says Shinui Kone.
Wait, with Yerush or without?
Well, we're not talking about Yerush. Shinui Kone, even without. Yesh works with Shini Rishus. Now we're talking about the Mamash, Shini Maisa. Right? The Shini is the object, which you might not, you don't need Yesh. It's a different item. Beis Shammai says, Shini Bimkoma Omed. Why? Because Beis Shammai, in the potential, you already see the change, so nothing really happened. So Shini Bimkoma Omed. What, this changed? No, it didn't. I knew it could change. I saw the potential already now. And Beis Hillel says, no, until it actually changes, it didn't change. This is the potential, and this is the actuality. And therefore, Shinui Kone. And Shinui allows you to bring a carbon, because Shinui is Mishana the item. So let's get back to Shvat. And again, you got to work on another, think about all the other Machlok and Shabbos Hillels. I mean, not everyone is going to fit in. How do you say Kriya Shema? Start with the beginning of Shas. I'm not sure. But let's get back to Shvat. What did Rashi say Beis Shammai Shita is? Why is Rosh Hashanah the first day of Shvat? Because the sap is in the trees. And now the trees have the ability to blossom the fruit. The potential of blossoming is there. The potential of the growth. That's Rashi. Kedivre Beis Shammai, like Beis Shammai says all over. Right, that's the cuff. Like Beis Shammai always says, you go by the potential. So too here is Rosh Chodesh Aleph Shvat. Because now the potential is there for all the fruit to grow. And Beis Hillel says, no, Tu B'Shvat, when the actual growth starts 2 weeks later. Because Beis Hillel says you have to go by the actual growth. Remember years ago I heard by Mordechai Willicks said maybe relating to Tu B'Shvat and this Machlokes, yes, maybe it's even reflected in the physical elements of Rosh Chodesh Shvat and the 15th of the month. On Rosh Chodesh Shvat, you don't see the moonlight. You don't see it. It's invisible. Nothing's there. It's all in potential. On the 15th, moon's full. On Tu B'Shvat, it's a full moon. Because that's Beis Hillel. Because that's, it's all about, you don't get bigger than a full moon. And you don't get more pure potential than Rosh Chodesh. When you can't see it at all. And that's why those two physical realities mirror the shitas of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Our avoda of this month then is to go from Beis Shammai to Beis Hillel. Our avod is to go from the first of the month to the 15th of the month. To go from the koach el apoal. To learn messages from both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. To recognize the potential that we have. And we each have tremendous potential. I love to quote this. I don't know too many Rebbe Tzadoks. But this is one that I've learned in source number 12. It says Rebbe Tzadok in Tzidkas HaTzadik. Kishem shetzarech ha'adam lahamin v'ashem yizbarach. Kach tzarech achar kach lahamin ba'atzma. Just like a person is chayef to believe, part of emun is not just believing in Hashem only, but a believing in you. Believing in ourselves. Believing that each of us has a potential, a unique potential. A unique potential that nobody else has. Right? The reason that we're born into a certain family, into a certain community, into a certain environment, into a certain generation, is for a reason. I might be familiar with the thought of Rav Kook Yitzir of Soloveitchik, I'd like to quote this Rav Kook also. So I got a Soloveitchik in tonight. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Rav Kook says on the tefillah that we say in on Yom Menoran, Elokai, Ad Shelo Notzarti Eini Chadai, V'Achshav She Notzarti Kilo Lo Notzarti. Right, before I was born, I was a Gedai, and after I was born, it was Kilo, so I haven't done what I haven't fulfilled my potential. So Rav Kook says, it's deeper. Ad Shelo Notzarti, before the moment in history that I was born, that I was created, Eini Chadai, I had no purpose in the world. I had no purpose in the world to be born in the Dor of Akiva Eiger, or of the Rambam, or of Rabbi Meir. I didn't have a purpose in the world until the moment that I was born into the generation that I was born in. Right? All of us were specifically born into the generation of internet. I wasn't born into it, but in my adult life. But computers, cars, telephones. V'achshav shenotzarti. And now that I'm born, we're not doing everything we can, but we're all here. Says Rav Tzadok, our purpose is here, and we all have potential, and we have to believe in ourselves. And that's why v'yaminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe avdo. They didn't just believe in Hashem, but they believed in Moshe, the Moshe inside each of us. Ratzalomar she'ish l'Hashem yisbarach esek imo. Hashem has a personal relationship with me. Ve'eino einenu pol batel. I'm not just I'm a worker that the employer knows nothing about. No, we all have a tachlis. We all have a purpose. We all have a purpose. And that's the message of this month. Minakoach alapol, getting into our potential. And we have to recognize, you know, how much potential we all have in so many areas. In so many areas. There's an amazing comment by the Nefesh HaChaim, by Rav Chaim Yivalazhin, in Ruach Chaim. It's this commentary on Pirkei Avos. He quotes a Zohar. Quotes a Zohar. I might have quoted this in Shir last week. Quotes a Zohar. The Zohar says, you have it in source number 13. The Zohar says that there were four people we know that had Hashem say their name twice. Three people in the Torah, one in Navi. That Hashem called them twice. Avraham, Avraham. Yaakov, Yaakov. Moshe, Moshe. Shmuel, Shmuel. Right, those four. But if you look in a Chumash, by Avram, Avram, and Yaakov, Yaakov, there's a little line written in between. Like Bali Kriya thing is like, you know, it's like when you put the pause. Avram, Avram. Right? It's Noach doesn't count. Ela tolos Noach, Noach Hersadik. That doesn't count. Just the word in the Torah is the same. But Hashem called these people twice. So, but if you look in the Chumash, there's a little line in between Avram, Avram, and in between Yaakov, Yaakov. But there's no line between Moshe, Moshe. There's no line between Moshe and Moshe. Avram, Avram, pasik tami begavei. Moshe, Moshe, lo pasik tami begavei. What does that teach us? Explains the Ruach Chaim. Explains the Rav Chaim Yivalazhin. The line symbolizes, what are the two Avrahams? The potential Avraham and the actual Avraham. Avraham and Avraham, they were so close. They were so close. The potential and the actual were so close. But there was a little bit tiny, tiny, tiny. Who's perfect? The goal of our life is to see after 120 the split screen TV upstairs. On half of it, we're going to see what we did in life, and half of it, we're going to see what we could have done in life. And the goal is to have mirror images of each other. And Moshe Rabbeinu had it, because there's no line in between the two Moshes. Lo pasik, what's the language of the Zohar? Lo pasik taimei begavei. Right, there's no line. There's no line. See on the bottom there. V'zeo inyin b'kfeilas Hashemos Avram Avram. Harishon moral etzem ha-nefesh. The first Avram is, that's his nefesh. That's his soul. Shar shoa elyon. Shesham ikir mador aneshama. Rak mishtashim ene miksasa beguf. But then the second one is what comes into the body. Ki akufa rakamo na l'neshama. The guf is like a shoe on the neshama. But, and the second one is actual. A little line in between means it wasn't perfectly purified. Shalom nizdake chomro kolkach. Moshe, Moshe, perfect. V'zeh m'bnei rov shifluso van v'sanuso shechashav asmo kilu ha'gufeino v'chulu. Because Moshe was ultimate potential that came to be. Unless we say, but I'm not Moshe. Who are you kidding? Who are you kidding? I'm not Moshe. So there is a Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky that I like to quote in other contexts. In 14. It's a great one to have. It's very usable in many different contexts. Whenever you have to family simcha, you know, very, very, very usable. Source 14. So we know from Parsha Shmos, the pasuk tells us that the baby Moshe would not nurse from an Egyptian midwife. So therefore, Miriam said, "Should I go get her mother?" Got her mother, right? And therefore, Moshe would not nurse from an Egyptian woman. Why? Rashi quotes: "Hefzeros al mitzrios harbi lina kolol yonak lefishaya asal adaber meshchina." Moshe Rabbeinu was going to talk to the Shechina, and therefore, it was inappropriate for him to nurse from a Egyptian wet maid. Fine ones, but we know that. The Ramah in Yoredeya. The Ramah in Yoredeya quotes, left side, Simon Pe Aleph. Cholav mitzvus kecholav Yisraelis. Really, technically, breast milk is not kosher. Right? The left side of 14. Right? Right? Really, Egyptian milk and Jewish milk is the same. But it's better for a Jewish baby not to nurse from an Egyptian woman. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. That's what the Ramah says. Well, Yoniku Tinok Mitzvahs Me'efshar B'Yisraelos. T'chol Obev, T'zach Kochavim, M'tamtim Alev, Mol Lo Tev Aram. Okay, where does the Ramah get this from? So the Gra quotes the Rashi, but it says it's from this Rashi. Right, from this Rashi. Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't nurse from an Egyptian woman. So do it. The Ramah quotes in Shulchan Aruch that we shouldn't, a Jewish baby shouldn't nurse from an Egyptian woman. Ask of Yaakov Kamenetsky. What does Rashi say? Why wouldn't he nurse from an Egyptian woman? Because Aslo Dabra Mashchina. What does that have to do with me? What does that have to do with normative Jewish practice that's in the Shulchan Aruch? Moshe Rabbeinu has his Shulchan Aruch and I have my Shulchan Aruch. Why does it say Aslo Dabra Mashchina? I'm saying, why does it say this? That's the reason for this halacha. So why is this in the Shulchan Aruch? Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, you know what you see from here? That every baby child, Jewish baby, is a potential Moshe Rabbeinu. And is a potential asa l'davar mashchina. And that's the kind of education we have to give our children. And that's how we have to look at ourselves. At every stage of life, we could be an asa l'davar mashchina. So, we could be like Moshe. Right? Moshe didn't have a line in between. The Rambam says we could be like Moshe. When the Rambam talks about Bechira Chavshas, in Hilchos Teshuvah, and he says, you could be as great as, or as wicked as, the two biblical figures that he chooses. You could be as wicked as Yeravim ben Nevat. You could be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. Because the Rambam knows that we have that potential. And maybe that connects to the Parshias that we're reading now also. Because we see the growth and the potential achieved by Moshe Rabbeinu. He was a baby. So yes, he was no lad mahol, there was a type of light, but that was all potential when he was a baby. But he achieved. Starting, and you don't get more greater parshios than this. Obviously, all of his 120 years. But Bo, right? And even think back to the beginning of Parshas Va'era, probably Moshe's low point in his life, where he tells Hashem, I told you, I didn't want to go, it's gotten worse, I told you. And Hashem says, Moshe, calm down. You're not like the Avos. The Avos never complained. But take a chill, calm down. And from then on, Moshe was catapulted and we know the rest of the story. But Moshe teaches us how to fulfill potential. And these are the kriyas of Chodesh Shvat. Because Chodesh Shvat is about searching within us and helping us blossom. Because you know what Rosh Chodesh was 2 days ago? The sap is in there. The sap is in there, that religious sap. We're oozing with it. We just have to let the fruit grow. The first step is to look inside ourselves and realize, you know, what potential we have. Whether it's better kavana in davening. Right? We years in yeshiva, we focus on learning because it's easier to measure how many dafim and how we do chazara. But it's also a time to strengthen our davening, strengthen our chesed, strengthen our personality, strengthen our, if there are people that we should be calling, whatever it is. But Shvat's about making sure that our potential is being fulfilled. We can learn messages from both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. There are, I don't know, there are Kabbalistic sources. I'm not sure. I'm not familiar with any of them. It's not in, I don't think it's in Shas anywhere. Bavli Ushalmi, I never saw it quoted. About Pasen like Beisham, I lost the love. I don't know. I'd say there's some Kabbalistic sources about that. But either way, even nowadays, when we Pasen like Beisham, we can learn a lot from Beisham. And we have to focus on potential. We have to focus on fulfillment of that potential. And Be'ez Hashem, by the end of Shvat, we'll see lots of fruit. Lots of fruit. And ultimately, if we could do that, what happens after Shvat? Then we have the month of Simcha. Then we could be fully besimcha because of that fulfilled potential that we have. Okay, we'll stop here.